Oh yeah, I'm John Delaney. Welcome to Gardening Leave, the show where I get paid for doing nothing except pottering around the garden. Sure, what's new, says you. This is my assistant, Eddie.
Hello there.
Eddie will be helping me to sort out a few things in the garden before the weather gets too hot to handle, if you know what I mean. Isn't that right, Eddie?
That's right, John.
Right. Well, as any good gardener would say, let's start with the grassroots. Oh, there you are. I believe the grassroots are an important thing in any garden. Digging is not only vital, but therapeutic. I like to do my own digging, rather than hiring in people to do the digging for me. You never know what they might uncover underneath the topsoil.
Tough work, John.
You're working up a good sweat there, Eddie.
You'd be sweating too if you had to deal with the amount of dirt that I'm looking at.
A mulcher will help fertilise your garden.
There you go, John.
Anything will do, just throw it in the mulcher. Yeah. Leaves, grass, or any unwanted paper you might have lying around the house or office.
Stack of it here, John.
Fire it in there, Eddie. It all makes great mulching. Then bury the mulch deep in the hole. Now you can plant your seeds. But you don't want your plants inveigling themselves on each other. I like to use mini dividers, which act as borders. I find a great mini divider are credit cards.
There's about 70 credit cards here.
Place each credit card gently between the seed beds, making sure it never touches the grass roots.
Oh, that's lovely, John. Lovely.
Right. Let's get to the flowers.
Now, look at them lovely tulips.
Oh, they're beauts, they are, John.
These are known as Abbottstown tulips from the genus Forgetus Maximus.
Oh.
Notice the heads. They're large, showy, bulbous, and generally a purpley red colour. They need a lot of looking after.
You can say that again, John.
Now the roses. How many roses do we have today, Eddie?
One, I think, John.
Was it not 24, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I thought you forgot there for a second.
No, the other 23 roses are set behind it.
Yeah. So you'd never see them if you weren't looking.
Yeah.
Now it's time for your texts and tweets.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks for all your support. Eddie?
Text in from Michael in Kerry. Best show I've ever seen, bar none. John, can you tell me what's in season at the moment?
Thanks, Michael. Well, leeks are in season at the moment, Michael. Now, I'm not a fan of leeks per se.
No, dirty.
But a lot of people swear by them. I prefer not to have them in my garden at all.
Aoife wants to know, what is the best way, John, to protect my plants from cats, dogs, and assorted vermin?
Yeah. Great question, Aoife. Yeah. Have you tried stonewalling?
Oh, stonewalling.
Stonewalling creates an impermeable barrier which keeps unwanted pests at bay. Nice bit of whitewash comes up lovely as well.
Lovely. Donal wants to know, what do you think of allotments, John?
Thanks, Donal. Allotments are great as a little sideline to your garden. I have a little allotment in Europe, Donal. It's only small at the moment, but over in Europe you can grow things you never even dreamed of in Ireland. Okay, well, that's just about it for gardening leave.
How are you, John?
Oh, how are you, Dennis? How's the garden?
Ah, ticking away. I'm running out of broad bean seeds here.
I'll lend you all the bean seeds you need, Dennis.
Oh, are you sure, John?
Sure, what's a few beans between friends, Dennis, huh?
Get out of that garden, Delaney.
Oh, you're gas.